Our scripture comes from the book of Psalms 105:19. Till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true.
Today's prayer. Father, let me tell of your wonders of old. Allow me, Lord, like Joseph, to speak of your mighty works to others. Your word can prove me true as it did with Joseph. Father, I praise your righteousness and truth forever, and I praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Today's thought. Think of the way that God led the way for Joseph, making what Joseph foretold prove true. What one word can you think of to describe Joseph's relationship with God?
Today, write down the name of the Lord. Write down the time that he led you to a truth. Write down next to it what your reaction was. Have you ever been in that situation where the Lord, he speaks to you and leads you to a truth, but you don't want to hear it? Or he points out a sin in your life that you don't want to see? Sometimes it's hard to handle those things. Sometimes it's hard to see them, but write down and think about a time the Lord came to you and gave you a truth about your life.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 7, which reads, "Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God." Today, we're going to talk about prayer postures, praying with your body. Did you know that your body can seek God along with your spirit and your voice? God gave you your body and he loves it when you use it to communicate with him. You can use many different positions or postures when you pray. Each one of these is a way of showing God what is in your heart and asking him to meet you there. For instance, kneeling. Kneeling shows God that you are entering into his presence or asking him for something, and you accept that he will answer in the way that he knows is best for you. Tomorrow we'll talk about another prayer posture.